Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. I am so excited to share today's information because it's something that really is changing and has changed my life in such a big way. And we both felt like today was the day to really sit down and share it.
Mm.
And honestly, we've been trying for an hour, but we have two babies that do not want to sleep. So one is in the background. Well, actually two are in the background.
Yeah.
But that's life too.
Yes. We are mothers. So bear with us for any baby noises. Okay. So this is me, Susie, here.
Hello.
So that you can distinguish our voices. I know many find it hard, but yeah, we hope you are able to anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Rafe's little introduction of himself. So today we want to talk about how to change things that seem out of our control.
Yeah.
And hearing that or reading that, you can be like, what? Wait a minute. What? That's not possible. But we're here to tell you that it is.
Yeah.
And more specifically, we're talking about scenarios when we feel like a situation or an ongoing thing, issue with another person feels like it's sucking the life out of you or taking your energy. And how can we transform that scenario? How can we let it go? How can we take our energy back and to feel better? Mm. So often when we have these personal issues in our life with other people, we actually feel physically depleted after a while.
Yeah.
So we see it as like if the energy leaks the wrong ways or to the wrong things, not necessarily wrong, but to things in our life that are depleting us, then it's going to, after a while, affect our physical bodies.
Yeah.
So it can show up as like these symptoms like headaches or aches or feeling sick or...
Mm. I definitely noticed that I feel weak in my surfing.
Yeah. Or just lethargic, tired. Yeah.
That I don't have any energy.
Yeah, lack of energy, even lack of inspiration or lack of clarity. Mm. Just feeling like a bit of a mush.
Yeah.
That can sometimes come from feeling that all of this energy is just flowing to some kind of problem all the time.
Mm. And then you also feel like you're constantly thinking about it. Like,
yeah,
the brain is constantly like...
churning and churning and churning.
Yeah.
And the brain is such a big muscle.
Mm.
It requires so much energy.
Mm.
Actually, calories, physical energy, water. So when we think and think and think about this problem and we go into it and we kind of stay into... And especially the brain being a problem solver. This is like it's going on high gear when there are things to sort out or things to solve. So no wonder that these things take up quite a lot of our capacity.
Mm.
So we can see it as like a circle. A full circle is all the energy that we have.
Mm.
And then which slice of that pie, if you will, do you want to give to issues and unwanted things? And how much do you want to use on your creations and what you want to do in your life?
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And when also the cool thing is that when we flow more of the energy into our own creations, into what we love, into things that give us energy, it's like we create more energy out from that.
Yeah.
So.
And we know, yes, like some things in our life can be so overwhelming. Like if you have, for example, a family member that's an alcoholic,
Or abuse, you've experienced abuse growing up.
Yeah, and you feel like they're constantly like asking you for things, or if you have like someone in your life that's sick and taking a lot of energy, like you have to be a caretaker.
Yeah.
There's so many different scenarios and situations.
Yes, so please apply this information with a lot of love to yourself and like a lot of... Yeah, don't take it as any kind of criticism or like you're doing anything wrong.
No.
This is only our advice because we have used this in our own lives and we've seen amazing results.
Yeah.
So it's not to put anyone down or put anyone in a more of a victim position.
No.
Rather the opposite.
Yeah.
So today we want to take you from feeling overwhelmed or burdened of some kind of drama or issue, to take you out from that, back into clarity, so that you can again see, wow, my life is amazing.
Yeah. So first we want to share that the way we both see the world is that we, like, the situations that occur in our life are not by coincidence. On some level, and not by fault, it's different, but on some level, we are co-creating with it, and we're kind of like attracted the situation on some way.
Mm.
And it doesn't mean you're a bad person or you've done something wrong. It just means that this is something you have chosen to learn through.
Yes.
And you can sort of stay stuck there, or you can choose to evolve, really.
Yeah.
And that goes for anything in life. Like, things will happen. Life is not
pretty.
Yeah. And
it's not always it's ups and downs. We have a lot of challenging experiences always to keep us evolving.
Yeah.
And some of these things, as we've talked about before, we can like zoom out and see it at the level of our incarnation. And at the soul level, that maybe we take a peek into the world before we are born, before we choose to incarnate, and we're like, okay, I'm going to have this real life world experience. And in this worldly experience, which lessons do I want to have in order to challenge me to go from this feeling of separation and lack into full worthiness again? And which people do I want to co-create with? Like, which are my family members? Who are going to be my main, like, as a movie?
Mm.
Who's going to be starring in the movie of my life drama?
Yes.
And then we can... I like that view because it helps me go through some of the things that I found the most challenging and make sense of it.
Yeah, for sure. And we all have like different things that push our buttons.
Definitely.
So it's always easier for someone to be like, how can that affect you? And then someone else will be, you know,
devastated.
Yeah.
And we always have the different kind of things.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
So the first point is definitely that, you know, what takes the most energy, at least for me, is being in victim mode.
Yes.
And
what is victim mode?
That is, for me, the feeling that I am hurt, I'm sad, I'm frustrated, I am... I feel like it's tearing down, not my self-confidence, but like just my...
Being stepped on?
Being stepped on. Being
disrespected.
Yeah. Being constantly disrespected. And that, again, over time, tears you down.
Yes.
And but then...
More specifically, feeling like it's someone else's fault.
Yeah. And then, like, it starts to feel physically draining, and I start to feel like I don't have energy to work out, I can't sleep well.
So it spirals.
And then the brain won't turn it off. It's like,
here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Newsflash, there's a problem.
Yeah. And then like, what can I do? Who can I call? Who can I talk to? Trying to solve it from that place and not being able to snap out of it or see things clearly.
Yes.
That's how it feels for me.
And a huge like revelation that we've both had with that kind of... when we get stuck in that, let's say, or when we find ourselves in that scenario, is that that's not where the solutions are found.
Yeah.
That's not where the release is.
No. So how does it feel for you when you kind of get stuck in this?
Oh, the same way. It feels like I'm the victim and it's that person's fault, or they are making me feel like that, or I feel like shit because of what they said.
Mm.
So it's very kind of separating thoughts, like pushing them away from me, making me either feel either smaller, but sometimes even bigger, like they shouldn't have done that, so I'm the better person.
Mm.
And yeah, for me, it's more emotional than physical, I think. I can get super angry, like so angry or super crushed and sad, and then also less energy, just tired.
Yeah, because you use a lot of energy on the emotions.
Yes. So that's how it feels for me, and I'm sure it feels different for everyone, but it's going to push your buttons.
Mm.
And we've all been there.
So what happens when you keep giving your energy to this problem, really? So literally, how, like, a couple of weeks ago, I had a situation like this, and I told you, and I was like, listen, I need your help. And you said it so clearly. You were like, but you are feeding it, or you are giving all of your energy to it, and you're like staying on the same level as the problem.
Mm.
So what I was trying to do was fix the problem, but I couldn't get out of it in a way. I don't know how to explain the difference, but it's like,
yeah,
it's, you know, the saying, like, you can't solve the problem the same energy that created it.
Yeah.
It's the same.
You have to rise to another vibration, if you will, get clarity, get out of that feeling that you're in, which can be really hard.
Mm.
But to me, looking at what you were telling me, it was really clear to me that your mind was kind of like split in two. One part of you was like, but I'm innocent. I'm not involved in this in any way. It's nothing to do with me. It's all them. And I'm totally neutral.
Mm.
But then the other part of you was like heavily involved.
Mm.
All the emotions, all the buttons are pushed and in victim mode. And maybe it was even split in three, because the third part of you was like, I know there's a way out.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm really, really close.
Mm. And sometimes it gets so bad before you break through, in a way.
Yeah. And that third part of you also knew that this was fully in your hands.
Mm.
And that you were fully capable of changing it.
Yeah. But that's why I was like, Suze, I can't see it. I can't see the solution. Help me.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need that. Like, we're not meant to do this alone either. Like,
no.
We need loving support, literally, to help us see the higher version of ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, there's many dimensions of this, but first things when we talk to someone about stuff like this is, for example, in that scenario, it was really important that I saw Annette's higher version of herself and that I didn't see you in the vision of keeping on creating that, but I saw you in the vision, like, totally free from everything.
Yeah. So what does that mean, like, for someone when they're totally free from, like, how did you envision me, for example?
I just know what you are capable of, and I don't really associate you with what you were describing.
Mm.
And I know that you can do like that,
yeah,
and then you can change everything,
because
I've seen it before.
Mm.
And so if you're going to speak to someone, I just want to say this, like, speak to someone who holds you in the highest version of yourself.
Yeah.
Because
holds you accountable, really.
And accountable, because like you and me, when we ask each other for stuff, it's like, okay, this is how we see it, with all the love and grace, but this is how it is. Like, it's honest and it's raw.
Yeah. It's not, like, always what you want to hear.
No, definitely not. Okay, so getting clarity.
Yeah.
Either from yourself or from someone who mirrors you.
Mm.
And so what we want to do is kind of take ourselves out of continuously creating on the same thing.
Yeah.
So something needs to change for something to change.
Yes. And most likely that is us.
You. Okay, so let's give an example of a scenario, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you have an example?
Okay, so let's say that you keep creating a situation where you feel... Okay, let's say you feel kind of that you are the one stuck with a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think that can be relatable. in a partnership, at work.
So relatable.
That you are the one carrying the whole responsibility of something.
Yeah. And then?
And then you can ask yourself, am I a victim in that? Like, why do I see my... Like, why... What if it's actually easy?
Mm.
What if it's actually... what if, like, what if it doesn't have to be a bad thing? You know, you can change, you can, you, what you do, what you, what I did is that you literally have to see and look at every single story that your brain is telling you.
Okay, so I have a great example from my own life.
Yeah.
Which is me, Luca, and my partner.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, I was putting myself in the feeling that I had to do everything for Luca because I'm the mom and he's connected to me and I have the milk and he's like asking for me or crying for me. At the same time, feeling so overwhelmed because I felt like I didn't have any freedom. I don't have any time off. I'm doing everything and I wasn't doing everything. It wasn't the reality, but it was this feeling that I was in.
Mm.
And so I would also be like a little bit annoyed or resentful with my partner because of the situation that I was creating.
Mm.
And I didn't see it at the time. And so...
And also you felt physically.
Oh, three little monkeys are coming there. A little baby one. Speaking of family things. I felt... I was sick. That was the thing. Mm. I was also sick. And that was like next level because... I felt like, okay, I have this whole responsibility, but now I'm sick and how on earth am I going to take care of a baby when I'm sick?
Mm.
And how is it possible? Because he can't do all the things that I'm doing.
Mm. And then for you, like it didn't stop. It's kept on going and going and going and pushing you.
I got another virus and then another virus and then I got well and then I got another virus. And I was like, what the hell? This is a nightmare.
Mm.
This is my own living
And that so feels out of control because like...
Yeah, but that's not me. I'm not creating that. That's nothing to do with me. It's something that I contracted. And at some level, yes, I probably got it from someone. But overall, the scenario felt very... Seeing it from the outside now, it's very clear that's what it was. So then I asked you to mirror me.
Mm.
And then you said, what if you give him a chance?
Mm.
What if you try? What if you let go a little bit?
Mm.
See what happens.
Mm.
And at first I was like, but how? I have no idea how. How's that going to work? Like technically with milk and stuff like that.
Mm.
But then I started to realize that, okay, I'm just going to jump in. I'm just going to try it.
Mm.
I just have to experiment. And then giving more of an hour there and an hour here and just being more clear with what I need.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, today I need to sleep from then to then and then I need you to have it from then to then. Please, of course, with not like a boss bitch attitude. And then I let go and I took rest. And then it unfolded.
And then you even actually started to ask me for help and mom for help, like you, for the first time.
Yeah. But before I had asked, I was more like, oh, why isn't anyone helping me? But I hadn't asked anyone.
No.
I was just expecting things to happen. And even
if we tried, we weren't like...
I didn't let anyone in fully with Luca.
Yeah.
And I think this is so common for moms.
Mm.
Like, why isn't anyone helping me? Oh, I'm in the victim mode.
But you're not letting go. But I think also, like, in work or when we take care of a partner or, like, in... I think that's actually a feminine thing. It's, like, it's the opposite of the, like, not the opposite, but it's, like, the shadow of the high priestess in tarot. It's, like, the mother, the nurturer.
The wounded mother.
But also, like, the one who takes it on as her full identity and loses herself in it.
Mm. It's so fascinating to see these monkeys now. yes, but let's say fast forward, I let go and it just unfolded so beautifully.
Mm.
Like I would peek into these little scenarios where my baby and his dad were like having the most fun ever.
Yeah.
and suddenly I allow them to find a deeper level of their relationship.
Yeah.
Instead of being that block.
Mm.
I could let go and trust, and it was hard. It wasn't easy, but seeing the results like that was so incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. Your whole dynamic has changed. Your health has changed.
Yeah. And then all the viruses said bye-bye. And then I got so much more free time. And also, of course, we hired a babysitter and like even more free time.
Mm.
And it's still intense and it's a work in progress. And it goes up and down and I dip and I fall and I come out of it again. But I just find that as a great example of what we're talking about. Like me blaming someone else for something that I could change within me.
Yeah.
And that's basically the root of the...
Yeah. Yeah. And I think everybody can recognize themselves in that.
Yeah.
And I also have... Yeah, this, I had the same ongoing problem that got just got more and more and more intense. And then in the end, you feel like... it's the feeling of just like, I can't anymore. Like, it's like you... When you're just on your knees begging for help, like, you know, it's like it takes you literally down to your knees. It can be so extreme.
But that is I was going to say that's a good spot to be.
Yeah, that's surrender.
Is when you just surrender. And yeah. You're like, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to do this anymore.
Yeah. It's a really good place to be.
And that is when something can shift because you actually let go.
Yeah. So how do you... Like, how did you stop feeding that energy? Like, how, for example, like, in your scenario, you didn't have anybody kind of demanding things from you. It was more you demanding things from you. But in other situations, people can find themselves with a person that's literally constantly, like, asking for stuff, wanting things, draining you, making you feel drained, you know what I mean?
Mm. Like then boundaries comes up, it's like,
yeah,
hello, boundaries.
Mm.
And this concept that we often talk about, and that I reminded you of, is like, okay, what happens if you give less energy to that, more energy to your creation of your life?
Mm.
How can you make your life so exciting, so creative, so juicy that you like want to pop out of bed in the morning and you're like, let's go, this is my life, it's so freaking amazing, today I'm going to have these and these experiences. And you keep wanting to... You keep busy with your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you decide what you spend that energy on.
And the coolest thing is that means also you have to look at your own bullshit. It's like, okay, but where am I staying? Like,
you're choosing. You can choose to stay.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to let go and like, I'm not going to spend my energy on that anymore.
Exactly. And it can happen in a day.
Yeah.
And the next day it can be filled with energy because you're like, you let it go. Mm-hmm. You like cut the tie and you're just like...
Took the wound out.
And you see what happens.
I was envisioning now that you're in a boat. You're in like a quite nice speed boat. But then to the back you're towing this wreck. And it's so heavy and it doesn't have its own motor.
Yeah.
But it's powered by your...
Energy.
So you can choose to keep driving and trying to get where you want to go with this wreck hanging on the back. Or you can be like, fuck, I'm going to cut this thing off and just go on full speed. And you can go fly across the ocean. Okay? And that's how it goes.
Exactly.
But you have to face your own shit.
Yeah.
Where are you making excuses to stay in that?
Yeah.
Where do you love being in the drama?
Yes, that's a big one.
Where do you like having problems, having stuff to talk about, being like, oh, it's so hard for me. That's the ego side of us. It wants to have like a little bit of like a drama going on, a little bit of a show.
And then you can also relate to other people going.
Yes.
And that's like sometimes.
It's a very social thing.
Sometimes we, what can you say, misuse that for connection.
Exactly. And it's very interesting because I see it in my life as well. As soon as there's something that's bad, problematic, sick, ill, stuff like that, it's very easy to connect and share.
Yeah.
But when you're in the good lane...
Because you don't have so much to talk about when it's good.
No, it's like, yeah, life's good.
Yeah.
So it's very, very social.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But realize it, see it, accept it, and choose where do you want to be.
Mm.
Do you want to be in the drama just because it's interesting and fun to share about
mm.
and it connects you with other people? Or do you want to take yourself out from that?
Mm.
And be honest with yourself. Damn, this is good shit. No, but it's such good tools to know.
It's really, really good tools to know.
I reapply it to everything.
Yeah. And it's a constant daily thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like it will take you off guard. It will take you, like the hook will come, you know, anywhere. It can be in your hair.
It will hook you in. Suddenly you're towing the ugly boat.
But the one thing I've noticed happening is when you cut that tie, sometimes it's like it can come, like you can realize it gets more intense.
Mm.
Because like that boat and the passengers on the boat.
Grasping yeah. for life.
And they say like, you are responsible for saving me.
Mm.
What then?
Damn.
You are the captain of my ship. You know what I mean? Like they're screaming.
Yeah. That's when you are tested to the limit
mm.
of how much you can hold yourself in your worth, in your grace, in your self-love, acceptance, and like, oh, let go.
Mm.
Like, I create my life, they create their lives. See them with love, send them off with love, with compassion.
Mm.
No resentment, no hard feelings.
No, because I think that's also very easy to do. Is like you start to hate the other person or resent them or like...
Yeah, and then we're back feeling it again.
Yeah, because that's so important because that's the same.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same. If let's say like you have a uncle who's doing like who's the taking a lot of energy from your family or something like that. And then everybody like quote unquote hates that person and mm. you talk so much bad about him and... That's the exact same energy. It's
yes.
exactly the same. So, and you're not seeing that person in their higher self. So that you,
no.
And this is really important because you never give them the opportunity to do something good because no. you always view them as a bad person.
Yes. So in relationship, we can hold each other in a certain energy.
Yeah.
And sometimes when things go wrong or there are problems or drama... then we suddenly like hold that other person in their lowest frequency or their lowest opportunity.
Mm.
And we expect them to do bad things. We expect them to fail. And if we could see this energy on the screen,
yeah.
you could almost see it like this dark light shining from your body to their body.
Yeah.
Like keeping them down, keeping them small.
Mm.
And it can, they can, they will act accordingly.
Yeah.
And it's wild.
Yeah.
See the Celestine Prophecy
yeah.
for references.
It's mm.
a very cool movie and book. And vice versa. If you give someone a chance to step up, you cut the ties, you don't have expectations, but you give them the chance, let them fly like a butterfly.
Sting see, like a bee.
See what happens. And that is that I have applied in my own life so much. Like, see someone in their highest light.
Yeah. Because compliment you are their the abilities. One doing a disfavor to the other person.
Yeah.
Like, your partner is the best dad, and then but you kind of didn't let him.
No.
And it's like, you and you, the thing is, you thought you were doing him a favor because you were, yes. you wanted to take things off of his plate.
Yeah.
And actually, it was the opposite.
Because when I got sick, he had to do everything.
Yeah.
So I was stepping in my own.
Yeah. So it's like funny how we think we're doing someone a favor by like babying them in a way.
Yeah.
And then really we're never letting...
Letting them shine.
Yeah.
This is so important. And when you can see the best in someone, and you can also, again, it's something that we need to nurture, to feed, to give water, to give love over time, and see those capabilities grow.
Yeah.
In friendships, in family, in partnerships, in everything, in our kids. Jesus.
Yes.
We need to build up their strengths.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
like
set boundaries.
Hear so many people talk so negative about having children, or I used to, probably right when I got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wow, I don't want that belief. And then for me, it's been a very beautiful experience because you can also create that. Yeah. And then they will always teach you. They will push your buttons where you need. Like, they are your master teacher.
Oh, damn.
So they're so, so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to sum this up, literally, yes. Like, we feel like the victim, but in reality, we have the power to change.
Yes.
And most likely when we stop feeding things energy, we cut it off with love and we, like, see our own bullshit.
Yeah.
What happens then?
It changes.
Yeah. So we do actually have the opportunity to change things that seem completely out of control.
Yes. And sometimes we need to change the whole scenario, the whole environment. Like if you have a relationship with a work, with a boss, for example, who's in your eyes, like treating you like shit, then you are allowed to, I mean, take measures also in the physical life.
But yeah.
Process your own emotions. Mm. Go through the feels. Be really, really honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Where are you sticking in this drama? It's most often happening still because it's still activated. We're still in it.
Mm.
We still have the beliefs. We still kind of on some level like to think it's interesting what's going on. And sometimes it's necessary, yeah, to make environmental changes, I'm going to say. But know that change can happen in a day.
Yes.
In less.
Mm.
And give it time, give it patience. You have to reapply it over again and over again and over again and over again until you really master the art of really being unaffected by what other people do.
Nobody has the power to insult you. Nobody has the power to hurt you.
No.
You can only allow it.
Yes. You are the gatekeeper of your whole energy, your emotions, your body.
Mm.
Hold yourself in the highest light and hold the other person in their highest light and see what magic will unfold.
Mm. And as always, like I think the best thing to get your energy back is to return to love.
Yeah.
And like literally like send people love, treat them with love, even if they treat you like shit. Treat like just be your higher self and then it will start to shift. Like you will get that back instead. And maybe not from that person, but from other people.
Yeah.
In other situations.
And with some people, if it's really devastating or bad scenarios, then you know, treating someone with love could also be cutting the ties.
Yeah.
Not speaking again.
Mm.
Setting a clear boundary.
Yeah. And I've dealt a lot with that in coaching. And then I always remind like my clients that they are also on their journey. And if we, like when I do something for my higher self, which is for example set a boundary, then you also help them.
Yeah.
Because if not, you both stay stuck in like this back and forth, toxic cycle.
Yes.
And so you're not helping the other person at all, actually. You're both keeping yourselves really low.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what we wanted to share.
Yes, this is what we wanted to share this week. We will be coming back soon with another very interesting topic that I'm excited about because I just had some aha moments. Stay tuned for March. Month in the membership, we have incredible sessions coming your way.
Yeah.
All related to planting new seeds.
Mm,
clearing the old.
Such a good. And oh my God, what a fantastic month February was. Maybe my favorite one yet.
February had power. We had creating your purpose-driven business month.
Mm.
So we've had sessions on creating on intuition, creativity, abundance, and
fear.
Like facing your fears.
Yeah. And creating fears.
And it was such a good turnout. And engagement's been at an all-time high.
Mm.
It's been amazing. You are members. You're incredible. You're brave. And we welcome anyone who wants to join the membership to come and join. It's such a great community. We all chat together. We follow up after the sessions. We ask questions. We involve each other. Mm. And it's the most supportive community.
Mm.
So if you want to go in the spring vibes with us, come join. Mm. Rafe is snoring in the background. I think
these two mothers very loud.
Might take a nap.
Yeah.
Who knows what other fun stuff is going to happen today. Monkeys are jumping.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. And please write to us on Instagram or share if you're listening to the podcast and it resonated with you.
Yes. We'd love to know if this can help you take yourself out and put yourself in the higher self. Much love, guys. Ciao. Moderne medier.